Well, that's how it works here, Robert, at the Shy Show. We do a cold open every time. Why are we going to change things now?
Ding dong.
Well, because last time we changed things, we tried to count in, and it took us about 20 minutes to actually get the show started.
5, 4, 3, 2.
No.
You don't say 21.
Don't say the numbers.
You start with 5.
Yeah, and then you say 4.
And 4, yes. 3.
2-1.
No, you don't say
2-1. Yeah, one.
Got it.
You don't say 2-1.
I've been in the industry. Okay. I'm in the industry.
Count us in.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt.
Four.
No, Greg.
The countdown has to be before the show starts.
Just count it. Just be like, and we're rolling in 5, 4.
Okay, and we're rolling in 5, 4. Action!
No, you don't have to say action.
Don't say action, because the point is that by having those 2 seconds, it's supposed to be 2 seconds of buffer where nobody's talking, that's a good cut point.
Yeah.
And then the show just starts. It's like amazing. Oh, okay, it just starts on that. Here we go. Ready?
And we're actioning in 4.
Start at 5.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're on...
No. We're rolling in.
Okay.
Here we go.
Rolling in. Action. 5, 4, 3... Action!
No.
Hey-o!
Hey-o! Oh, I did it! I counted us in.
Yes.
Welcome to the Shy Show. I am Brian Gerard, alongside, of course, Gregory Hoyt.
Hello.
And Robert Shy.
Hello.
You copied my thing.
No, mine was a different inflection. It was very different.
Seemed exactly.
It sounded pretty similar to me as well.
Mine went up and then down. Yours was just straight down.
Down.
Hello.
And mine was, hello.
But that's exactly what
hello. Welcome.
Brian Gerard took a tab of acid earlier this morning. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
It's Friday again. Friday
except feels people good. Who are listening to this.
It's not Friday.
It could be any day of the week. It could be any day.
Could be.
How cool would it feel if it was Tuesday for a listener and we're having this like really awesome Friday?
I mean, like it's Friday afternoon.
It's awesome.
Big weekend ahead of us.
Let's make it Friday. What makes a Friday for you?
Well, I think I'm different. I don't stand for the common man because my schedule is very different than most people.
And because you pronounce it as schedule.
My schedule.
Which is not true.
But typically, Fridays are exciting, I think. Mm-hmm. I speak for most American people.
But you just said you don't stand for the common man.
I stand for the most American men from the ages of 18 to 36.
But you just...
Caucasian men.
Not the common...
Okay,
Caucasian. Common man.
So you're a racist.
He is a racist.
This is a racist thing.
All right, so let me remove that last. Okay. I stand for 18 to 36-year-old people. Men and women in America.
You're alienating a lot of our audience that is either younger than 18 or older than 36.
Or not in America.
I'm just... I'm making a stand for them of what Friday means to us.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either because it's not us, but it's you.
We're talking about what makes Friday so special.
But we were going to go around and talk about it. Then you said,
what makes Friday a Friday?
Then you were like, I don't stand for the common man. And then you said, I'm going to... take a stand for every man from 18 to 36.
Exactly. And then you said, I hate anyone who isn't white. Yeah. And it's just like, fine.
I do.
What?
Huh?
Wait a minute, man. You're all over my ass every week because I have some disparaging things about Chicago to say.
Which,
but now you're going
by the way, you should probably apologize for.
I've apologized a million times.
I don't think I've heard one time.
I haven't either. I heard a couple apologies before, but those apologies were to like RT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, RT, who won the Food Network thing.
Yeah, but never to Chicago.
Yeah,
really.
No.
I would like for you to maybe one of these days actually try to replicate one of her recipes.
Oh God, yeah, I can do it. I'm an amazing cook.
Yeah, what have you cooked recently?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah,
cooked.
Did you bring any for the rest of us?
No. I had it this morning. Back to basics. Back to basics diet. A lot of peanut butter and jelly, a lot of celery.
Is it also called the lazy man's diet?
No. It's vintage Americana. A lot of...
That's what they ate back in the Revolutionary?
Mm-hmm. PB&Js.
PB&J and celery. That's what revolutionary soldiers would take as rations.
So that's the type of stuff that would like last on the front lines.
Yeah. You got a PB&J sandwich in there. It's not going to go bad for days.
For the side of celery.
Oh, yeah. Celery keeps in Tupperware, as long as you seal it up. You're good.
When was the last time you cooked a meal?
2 nights ago, I cooked a frozen pizza in my oven.
I'm not sure. Does that count?
That's heating up.
That is heating up.
That's not cooking
it. No, it's cooked. I had to preheat it to 425, put it in.
Hang on a second.
Happens, and then pull it out.
Yeah, but you just said preheat. Brian, that's... thank you for doing that with the tea.
Mm. Mint tea. It's honestly one of my favorite beverages. Robert gets furious when I sip on when I take tea. A drink yeah. while we're rolling.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Please do.
Organic mint tea. Mm-hmm. If we say that enough, do you think that they would send us free samples?
No.
Because it's so vague. Who is they? What?
Okay. The organic mint tea people.
But if...
You know, there are a lot of people who make organic mint tea.
No. I'm talking about the organic mint tea people.
The ones.
The one. Them.
And who are they?
Yes.
Oprah's people. Hey, do you know that the Oprah Winfrey Show gets Skype for free?
Yeah, everybody gets it
about
for
it.
Free. No, everybody gets
about
it. You have to go to Skype.com
and download
it.
It's the final Oprah season.
This
what
year?
What happens next?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the final Oprah season until she starts her own fucking network. Yeah. Fucking
so
Chicago.
You're going to be able to date her next.
I can't wait.
Oh my God. For you to go on a date with her.
Once she and Gail break up, once that's done... It's really time. For
well, this year, this is the year. This is the year for them to finally move on. I think.
Well, it's the farewell season, so she's going to be saying,
happening.
Yeah, a lot of things are changing. You know, yep.
What kind of programming is going to be on her network?
I think we would be a really good fit on the Oprah network. Actually,
you think so?
Uh-huh.
What
I think
you
so.
Constantly throwing out these things about how you want to break up the relationship between Oprah and Gail?
No, it's not about that. It's just about you know, helping Chicago to do something.
I was going
to
say, you know what that would entail, of
yeah.
course.
You would have to have a public apology to Chicago.
No, I wouldn't. Yes. The people of Chicago know me.
Brian, tell me something.
Yeah.
If the Oprah Network came and approached us and said, hey, we want to give you a spot on our network, but in order to do that, you either need to ditch Greg or Greg needs to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
If Greg said... Hell no, I'm not apologizing. What would you do?
We do the show.
Yeah.
And we Skype in Greg.
Mm-hmm. For free, because now we're working with Oprah.
No, but
that's how it happens.
Skype is always free.
Now, do you think that Oprah's... Nobody's going to be running that ship over there. It's just going to be... The Oprah network is going to be the Wild West.
First of all, it's the O network.
Why wouldn't you think that Oprah would be completely in charge of everything that happens? You know, she's super in charge of, like, her own little magazine,
hands
too.
Off.
She's hands no, no, no. off.
She's
not hands off.
No, she's hands off.
She's very hands on. Says it, no way.
She's hands off. She doesn't do anything, but eat bonbons with off Gail's tits. I can't believe you said that, Robert.
That was totally great.
That is crazy.
I am so grateful that our voices sound so different.
So grateful.
That is crazy.
I can't
that
believe
you just said that.
Bonbons.
Okay, Greg, if Oprah did approach us...
That's kind of like insulting Zeus, what I just did. Like, yeah. I feel like...
Insulting Oprah is worse than insulting Halliburton.
That's
would you
true.
Say that?
Yeah, it's more yeah. in.
Yeah. Oh! Greg! Something transmitting yeah. back to the mothership.
Yeah, exactly. Back to the Oprah Oprah Winfrey Space Station,
yeah.
where she's broadcasting her shows with Dr.
From
Phil
space.
And Dr. Oz. She surrounds herself with doctors.
What's she does.
That's because she's going. They're gonna put her, and she's gonna colonize the next planet. She's gonna be the queen.
Her and Richard Branson.
Richard Branson will pilot. He's gonna drive the ship, and he's gonna then strap a rocket ship to her chair, boost her off into the next universe. To then land on planet
Is this
Earth
what's
going to
happen
2.0.
In the finale? Is that Oprah will be sitting in her interview chair and suddenly...
and it just takes off. A bubble comes down.
A bubble. And she waves, goodbye, Earthlings. Her skin peels back.
See you, suckers.
And she just goes rocketing up out of Chicago's atmosphere.
I could totally see that happening.
And colonizes another planet.
Like her dropping shop and having kind of like Noah's Ark. Her chair will then be equipped with samples of DNA of
every person that's ever been on her show.
Oh, so is this what's been happening?
I bet when you sit on the couch, you get like...
It collects a sample.
Exactly. Haven't you seen people's first reaction? They sit on the couch and they're like, ow.
So,
what was that?
Which, as you guys know, anyone who knows anything, about Oprah... Only the most important people in the world have sat on that couch. So she's going to colonize a planet of only very important people.
Mm. Yeah.
Of celebrities, really.
Yeah.
Well, celebrities and dysfunctional families.
Right. That's the tricky part. She's had a lot of messed up people on that show. Yeah.
There are a lot of samples of Gail, though.
Oh, yeah. Gail's going with. Before that bubble seals,
yeah.
Gail will run. You run on set.
Okay, you bet she's going to be on the last show. So
oh, please
you know
believe
be
it.
Yeah.
I think we should watch the last show. You know what? I think I definitely will make it. It'll be an event.
I'm going to the bar. I'm going to a bar and watching the last show.
You're
going to
have them put Oprah on? Hey, take that game off.
This is Oprah Winfrey's last day.
This is her day.
Put it on! Or I'm out! We're watching the steel. Put it on! Or I am out! It's fourth day. Put it on!
Now hold on a second.
Or I'm out!
Okay, I'll put it on.
I'm out!
He left anyway.
On his horse, apparently.
No, horse. No.
The worst.
Your horse with ceramic hooves.
Now
I'm rich.
Every ride,
my horse shatters. Oh, I'm out of here! Where is the Oprah Winfrey? Hello. Can we change the channel to the Oprah finale?
Gail?
I don't know why Gail would be there shooting.
I don't know either.
Six shooter Gail.
She watches the Steelers.
It'll be a primetime special.
I'm so sad. I really like Oprah. She just intimidates me.
Well, she intimidates most people.
Is that why you hate Chicago so much?
No.
I think it is.
No, no, it's a different.
It's a subconscious.
I love Oprah.
It's definitely a part of it.
And then I find myself saying things that are disparaging to her.
We should start a campaign that we get on Oprah somehow.
I need her forgiveness. It's like she's my Jesus, you know? Like the things that I do wrong, I need her to say it's been okay.
Do you have like
why doesn't Oprah really just run for president? Why isn't she the president?
Because she has no political aspirations.
Oprah for president, but it doesn't matter. What would she be doing? Giving away Subarus under everyone's house or something?
Well, that's the other thing too. I think that as soon as you become a political figure and you cover and you're like in charge of a whole, you know, nation, suddenly your decision to give these people something, right? Then everybody else would be like, "Hey, why didn't you give it to me?" But as a private individual, which is who she is, she does.
She has more power, maybe that way.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. Like, why go into politics when I can do what I really want to do?
I can do whatever I want to do and not have to really.
Yeah.
Answer to everyone.
Answer to everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was so awesome.
That happened.
That's gonna do it for us. Oh. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, I am Brian Gerard. We are the Scheid Show.
We are the Scheid Show.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition 1. And may God's love be with you.